This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, former Browns offensive lineman, Browns Radio Network, our buddy John Greco. Hi, John. How you doing?
Guys, happy Friday. I'm doing well.
Thank you very much.
John, happy dumbest Friday way you've gotten hurt?
Oh, man. You know, I would have to say probably like falling off a bike. This is when I was younger. I was riding on the back. No, I know. Let me stop right in my tracks. This got my memory going. We were on a moped in high school. It was like 1999. And I was the third person on the moped. It was me and two buddies. Not a good idea. So, you know, I had little to no room when we started. And every second, you know, we went down the road, I felt myself, you know, edging further and further back toward the wheel. And I remember looking down thinking, this is not going to end well. And at the time, I thought the best idea was to just try to jump off into the grass. And I did not make it to the grass, and I ended up taking a pretty good shot on the pavement, which wasn't fun. But that has to be the worst way.
Yikes. John, yeah, can I just point out, three normal-sized guys on a moped is not a good idea.
Right.
You're not a normal-sized guy. Were the other guys?
They were. Yeah, they were. I was not, obviously, so it didn't end well for me. Wasn't a good idea.
Okay, there you go. Minicamp is over. Now there's summer camp for everybody. They can go do whatever they want to do for a while. What do you do during this time when you know training camp's coming up and you have a marathon of a season ahead? What's a player do during this stretch, John?
You know, really for me, it was always about a mental reset. You know, you go home. You do everything you can before the 4th of July where you're seeing friends, you're seeing family, you know, kind of clearing your mind and stepping away from football for a few weeks. And then you reset and get geared up mentally and physically for the season and training camp because, you know, the worst thing you can do is to show up into training camp out of shape. You know, you risk injury, a setback, and then that just sets the team back. So that's what these guys are doing right now. They're going home. They're going to clear their minds for a week or so and have some fun, enjoy the, you know, holiday events, festivities, cookouts, and then, you know, really kick it into high gear and get ready for training camp. So that's kind of the way my mindset was. You know, when you leave that facility after the last mini camp meeting, You know, you recharge, you refresh, you reset, go home, hang out, relax, and then in a few weeks you get ready to roll.
John, how much of minicamp that you experienced, how much of it was kind of in the classroom stuff, looking at film and that, and how much of it was actually on the field?
It was a pretty good mix. You know, the minicamp is just basically an extension of an OTA where it's all day. It's more like mimics a training camp practice. So, you know, those OTA practices, you're in there in the morning, you're working out, you have meetings, and you're installing a portion of the playbook. Then you go out and execute on the field, you practice, and then you have a little meeting afterwards and to kind of wrap it up, and then you go. You're out by, you know, early, mid-afternoon. Well, with training camp, mini camp, you're essentially doing the same thing. You're installing things over. Now you've heard it for, you know, the third, fourth, fifth time. So you're seeing things over and over. You're reviewing things. You're installing again, whether it's a run, a pass on defense, if it's a you know, specific blitz or alignment or different thing they're working on for the flavor of the day. And then you, same thing, you go out and practice, and it's just like basically having two OTAs in one day. You do that, you know, over the course of 2 days, and then that third day is back to like an OTA schedule where you just have the half day. So you're doing it all. You're working out, you're meeting, you're practicing, then you're reviewing the tape, and you're installing and getting ready for the next day.
John Greco joining us. John, of course, former member of the Rams, the Browns, and the New York Giants. The other day, Jarvis Landry said Odell Beckham looks phenomenal and said some big, big things. And we all got excited, but we also thought, okay, that's his buddy. He's coming back from an ACL. We can't expect too much. John, you saw Odell at his absolute best in New York. How good can this guy be at this point in his career coming off an ACL? And I would imagine that you were excited to hear Jarvis say he looked so good as well.
Yeah, I was excited. And as a Browns fan and a former teammate of Odell's, I am excited because I think in his mind, you know, he thinks he has unfinished business. And that's the way he kind of approaches every day, coming to work, coming to practice. You know, he is a good teammate and has that kind of business mindset when he comes to work that it's, you know, he's such a big celebrity in the NFL world and really in kind of the entertainment industry. So when you see him in the locker room, you're like, man, that's Odell Beckham, but really he's just coming to work every day like everybody else. And as far as what Jarvis said, yeah, he's excited for him because he knows how much that hurt, you know, losing a teammate like that and losing a competitor and a guy that could, you know, help this Browns offense. So anytime you lose a player like that, it's, you know, of that magnitude, everybody feels it. So I'm excited about what Jarvis said. I think, you know, Dell, just knowing him behind the scenes, he's doing everything he can to get his body 100% ready to be the best it can be this year and be the best player he can be. So I'm excited to see where he goes. And that's the thing. He's caught a couple bad breaks with injuries here the last few years. You know, so if he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be a big, big part of this offense.
John, you look at the Browns defensive line now, and you, of course, played guard for a very long time in the NFL. You got Jadeveon Clowney on one side. You've got Myles Garrett on the other side. As an offensive lineman, what are you doing when you see those two standing there?
Yeah, you're hoping that the first 15 in the opening plays feature a lot of runs or quick game, get the ball out of the quarterback's hands throws. Definitely. You know, that's kind of a situation where, you know, and it's no secret, you know, there's no point of pointing out the obvious when you're preparing for a team like that. And you're facing a talented defensive front like the Browns are going to have. You know what you have to do. You know you have to avoid obvious passing situations and third and long and all of those situations where those guys are just going to be pinning their ears back and rushing the passer and trying to get after these quarterbacks. So that's the thing. I think you're going to see a lot of teams try to, you know, get them off their schedule, make them think about things other than rushing the quarterback and beating the offensive tackle. You know, they're going to have tight ends chipping them on the way out. You're definitely going to see a lot of that. You're going to have running backs lingering around in the backfield trying to help the tackles. You're definitely going to see a lot of that. So my guess is you're going to slide the offensive line to Miles and try to get as much offensive line, you know, professional pass blockers over to him, and then you're going to have the other guys, the tight ends, the running backs helping out on Clowney, which I think is going to, you know, really make the interior thin because these teams are going to be so focused on those edge guys. I think you're going to see this year our interior guys have a big presence in beating guards and center. So that's kind of what, from an offensive line standpoint, if I was, if offensive line coach, or if I was in a room that was playing these guys, you know, you have to bring your best effort, your A game, every play. And those, you know, those guys are at the top of their game for a reason. They're good. So you have to know that there's going to be times where you get beat. You just can't let it happen more than once.
John Greco joining us. John, I think it was interesting that we were all, and I think justifiably so, gung-ho about the offense last year and the talent on the offense. I liked it. I'm guessing you liked it. Yet when it came to looking at where they finished overall, it was kind of middle of the pack in points per game and middle of the pack in yardage per game. What will it take? How does an offense that was still pretty good last year, you know, even with the middle of the pack finishes in those categories, how do you take that, build on it, and have it become one of the most explosive units in the NFL, which I think everybody thinks it's capable of?
Yeah, I definitely think they're capable of that. And you know, to be honest with you, I think what takes them to the next level is just having the experience and of being in the system now for a year and knowing things and learning from mistakes or successes and breaking down film. And you know, when those guys do that, they're going to look at things and say, you know, this is what worked well. This is what we need work on. We should probably scrap this concept. You know, hey, we were pretty darn good at this concept. Let's feature that more. But I think now, you know, with all of the things that happened last year, injuries, guys getting COVID and missing out, and just everything that surrounded last season, not making any excuses, you would just hope that this season that unit, that offense is, you know, healthy, firing on all cylinders. They have more confidence now because they advanced as far as they did, and they have a chip on their shoulder because they thought they should have advanced farther. So I think you're going to see a confident team that's experienced, that has an extra year of running that system. And I think you're going to see a quarterback that's got a lot of confidence and plays with an edge and is chippy. And I think you're going to see some guys on the perimeter that are hungry, that want to prove that, you know, they have those big play capabilities. And I think you're going to see just the consistency in the backfield and from the offensive line that's going to help project this team into, you know, in my opinion, probably a top 7 to 10 offense.
John, thank you, sir. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much. Same to you, and enjoy it.
All right, buddy. Thank John Greco, former Browns lineman, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.